We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National guard.
Strangers around the globe. This is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Here's one that kind of gives you the creeps. From Los Angeles, California. Have you heard about this yet? Los Angeles police detectives are at the scene of a hiking trail right below the Hollywood sign. Now, of course, the Hollywood sign is a highly visited tourist attraction. A lot of people go through there. But apparently, a few days ago, during one afternoon, a dog with a hiker started sniffing around a bag. Someone opened the bag and found that it contained a human head. That's right. A park ranger confirmed this discovery about 3:45 p.m. in the rugged hills near the 3200 block of Canyon Drive. And they are treating it as a, quote, possible homicide. Possible homicide. Okay, fair enough. I'm not sure how else we would explain this, but it is Hollywood, right? It could be anything. I've always heard that one of the reasons the Poltergeist movie was cursed is because the special effects guys found out later that the skeletons used in some of those scenes were real human skeletons. And, of course, many of the staff, I guess the cast, I should say, as well as staff and technicians ended up dying mysteriously after that movie came out. Hey, thank you for joining us. What a program tonight. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer tonight, Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor. Good evening, Forrest.
Good evening, Joshua. Possible homicide. Could it be a suicide?
I would like to know how that one worked. That's a creative suicide. Even though I do have a story I might get to later about a guy who might have committed suicide with a bow and arrow. It's, you know, we shouldn't laugh about these things, but sometimes you can't help it. But listen to this, Forrest. I found the perfect story here to help introduce the lady in the studio tonight. And those of you who listen to the program probably know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. How are you this evening, Shelley?
I'm good. How are you?
Actually, let me turn her mic on.
All right.
She's worthy of a mic tonight.
Okay, give her a mic.
Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. Tonight's going to be a very exciting show. But you know, here we are getting things kicked off, and I saw this story, and I thought, well, I need Shelley's expertise on this.
Uh-oh.
It's a story from Seoul, South Korea. South Korean custom officials say they have arrested 8 men over a scheme. They were smuggling gold out of the country by hiding it in their hoo-haws, in their you-know-whats,
ew,
and their behinds. They say, and this is according to the Korea Customs Service, these men transformed $260,000 worth of gold bars into small beads, lubed them up, and we can imagine how things proceeded from there. You'd think it's the dark 30 hour already. We're not quite there. They did this, smuggling them into Japan at least twice to avoid import taxes. And they, of course, have been captured now, and they're trying to figure out the extent of that. But tell me, Shelley, as a person who works with gold all the time, if you transformed $260,000 worth of gold into beads that could be, we'll say, comfortably inserted into a human body.
Worse,
that way,
shoving them in or pulling them out.
How much are we talking? How big would this bag of beads be?
And how much was it again? How many?
$260,000 worth.
How many ounces is that?
Well, that's the...
Just because
now,
I
you got to have a calculator to figure this one out, I guess.
Yeah,
but
I think I do.
Can we say it's a lot?
If we can say it's a lot.
A lot of beads?
How much is
an
ounce?
And their behinds?
How much is an ounce going for roughly right now? About 15?
No, it's... I think it's a little over 17 right now.
So
I should know this. I sold some today.
Let's just say roughly 17 in an ounce. 16 ounces in a pound. So.
No, it's a troy ounce. So it's 12 ounces.
Yes.
Well, you guys can figure this out off
now,
there.
Is the story talking about troy ounces?
Yeah, is it troy ounces? Or I think the bottom line is,
says,
I'm not touching Korean gold. Would you fit it that way? I'm not going to suggest that my customers buy any Korean gold.
They're like peanut M&Ms. You have to melt the...
Oh, don't go there, because I like peanut M&Ms. Don't.
You got to melt the chocolate off to find the gold.
You got to rub it off in your tongue there.
Ew.
Oh, boy. What a world we live in. Well, you know, listen to what's going to be on the program tonight. This is going to be a good one. For one thing, coming up next hour. Let me just start with next segment. Okay, next segment. We are going to play some audio clips for you, and personally, I find some of them really creepy, really eerie, and I'll explain why, because something is happening around the entire world. Something is happening around the world right now, and if you don't know about this, if you haven't heard about this, I got a little chill down my spine just knowing what I'm going to be presenting to you in a minute. It's that intimidating and also tonight, we're going to try to get a guy on the line who is a witness to a pretty significant UFO in the area around Pahrump, Nevada. And, of course, we broadcast out there through Alien Radio. And this UFO was seen around the same place where Art Bell himself had a major UFO sighting, which has been widely publicized if you're an Art Bell fan. So the guys, he's a little hesitant to come on the air. We've got to be careful. I don't want to say more than I've said already. If we can get him to come on the air tonight, then he sent me a picture of this thing. Because this is the cool thing about it. It's one thing when you have a story. This guy, he said he was just trembling with adrenaline, and he jerked out a camera, and he started snapping shots of this thing, and he said he was so overcome, he wasn't sure if his camera might have been upside down at certain points. He just, you know, he said it was a blur. But he sent me photographs of this UFO, hovering over the Nevada desert in the night sky. And so we're going to see if we can get him on. And then coming up next hour, we're going to see if we can get a guest on who has been on this program before, very controversial guy. He is a remote viewer named Aaron C. Hansen. And Aaron Hansen is controversial for a number of reasons. You'll find out maybe when he starts talking about some of his beliefs. But he apparently has been so successful that he has used remote viewing to win the lottery numerous times. And to prove this, he actually takes paperwork and puts it up there at his website. And you can see this guy has, I mean, he claims he can win the lottery whenever he wants to. And he has worked out a special formula. For a while, I think he kind of went into, I don't want to say hiding, but he was very reclusive, because when the world knows that you're the guy who's got the winning lotto numbers, you've got a lot of new friends. And I think he had to be maybe very particular about the attention he got and the company he kept. But, you know, he's going to come on the program. And again, hopefully we'll get this lined up tonight. It's one of those things where, you know, we're dealing with nebulous kind of scenarios and guests. We're going to try to get him on. If he can get on the air tonight, then he's going to tell us about some of the recent work that he's been doing. And he also has a prediction for who the next president of the United States is going to be. And he feels confident enough that he has actually drawn a picture of the person before he even had a name to go with it. And then once he saw the candidates, he was like, okay, this is the person. So we're going to, you know, he's going to go on the record, from what I understand, and tell us who he thinks it's going to be. I will also mention that Keller O'Neill, the mentalist who was on the program last week, he and Forrest and Shelley, you can confirm this. After the program, I asked him if he wanted to go on the record with us and put a prediction down, and he very quickly said yes, Obama. That was his prediction. So it's been documented. Keller O'Neill thinks Barack Obama will be the next president. We'll see what Aaron C. Hansen, the psychic and remote viewer, says. But, you know, I was talking a lot over the past program or two about how that there is some kind of a growing energy, weird phenomena is sort of swelling and bubbling around the world already just so far. And here we are just a couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks into 2012. Already, UFO sightings around the world are up 50% from where they were this time last year. And there's no indication it's going to stop anytime soon. When we come back from this break, and I share with you what I'm going to share with you, it creeps me out, and I think you'll feel the same. And I want you to really stick around and listen to the clips that I'm going to play, and we're going to have a discussion about what this could mean. And then later, we're going to see if we can get our UFO witness on the line from Nevada. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, keeping you company Saturday nights. It's called Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back right after this. It's Speaking of Strange, and I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Wait till you hear some of the clips I'm about to play for you tonight. And, you know, it's amazing how already the weather is just becoming insane. Here it is, January 2012. There were tornadoes in North Carolina. Now tornadoes have touched down in Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi. We have record snowfalls in the Pacific Northwest. You've got a town in Alaska under 20 feet of snow. It's just going to get crazier and crazier this year. And if you don't want to sit there out of power and out of fuel, then this is the time to get the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for your home. Okay, I created this thing. I use it at my house. Shelly uses it at her house. I mean, we've sold these all over the country, but it takes us a while to get them put together and shipped out to you. So go to sunshinesimple.com. Take a look at, you know, the video there and what the situation is, but make the wise decision and get yours now. Here's what's happening around the world, and I'm going to illustrate this for you, starting with just an example of the many, many types of reports that have come in. Here's one that just came in a few days ago from Greenville, South Carolina. Man writes, "Do you know what's happening? Any clues? A few days ago here in Greenville, I was coming out of my house slightly after sunset, and I heard a boom that seemed to be coming from the far side of the sky toward the west. It was deep and bass-like, and I could feel a vibration to it. I looked at the sky and could see nothing, totally clear, no clouds. The booming lasted about 15 minutes, and in the middle of it sounded like it was overhead. It ended with sounds coming from the east. It took too long to be a plane passing over, and I could see nothing in the sky. And now I'm seeing all this crazy stuff on the net with lights and sounds being seen and heard everywhere, and it's freaking me out." He goes on to say, you know, "There has to be a logical explanation, but I know this is real. I saw it myself. This is happening all over the world." We have reports from Greenville, South Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, but listen to this. It's now making national news. These mysterious sounds, sometimes they're booms, sometimes they're hums, sometimes they sound like some kind of really unnerving industrial sound that reminds me of how the aliens sounded in Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds. They're being heard in Canada, in Sweden, in Hungary, Denmark, Costa Rica, the Czech Republic, all around the world. People are recording these sounds, and they're putting them on YouTube and saying, what's going on? Now, let me play you just some examples. Here is one of the booms recorded in Costa Rica, and we'll just play this for you for a few seconds.
Un misterioso estruendo que muchas personas dijeron haber escuchado durante la madrugada de hoy se convirtió en el tema más comentado de las últimas horas en las redes sociales.
Okay. Okay, now, just for your reference, there was a 5.3 magnitude earthquake in Colorado in August of 2011, and before that earthquake happened, there were some hikers who were walking through the wilderness there, and they started hearing a sound that they recorded. See if this sounds familiar. Now, to me, it sounds almost identical, what they recorded before this earthquake. And this is a boom that's being heard all around the world now. But here's where it starts to get freaky, really freaky. Let me give you examples of some of the sounds coming from the earth that have just never been explained. Here's one from Budapest, Hungary, for example. Listen to this. Budapest. This was captured January 11th of 2012. The whole sky resonating with this sound, like a huge horn. And then the next day, January 12th of 2012, in the Czech Republic, this sound. I could go on and on and on with these recordings from around the world being described as bizarre and creepy to industrial and mechanical. Listen to that. Nobody knows what this is. Where it's coming from. Is it coming from the earth? Is it coming from the sky? But it is huge. When you hear it, you feel it deep inside as a vibration. And you know, some people have pointed out something that's kind of creepy here. And it comes from the book of Revelations. The book of Revelations says, Revelations 8, verses 1 through 6, quote, "And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. And then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. And so the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And from there, it gets worse and worse as each of these seven angels blows the trumpet. These incredible sounds that begin to be heard. Since December 21st of 2011, all around the world, people have been seeing these strange lights in the sky. They've been hearing these incredible sounds. This is what happened in Japan in the weeks leading up to the major earthquake there. Except now it's global. Now, we know that once in a while the earth goes through an enormous shift, an enormous change. We've seen that in the geologic record. But we have never lived through it. We've not recorded human history through such a period, through such an era. And if you consider that time and time again, when these massive earth changes occur, whatever is causing them, people see lights, earth lights, like the Brown Mountain lights. People hear these strange sounds. There are rumblings happening in the cosmos, in the earth. Some wonder, are we about to be visited and these are sounds coming to us from above? Or are these sounds that are coming billowing up from the planet? We don't know, but I do know that when I turn on my Van de Graaff generator, which produces an electrostatic charge, it sits there and the charge builds and builds and builds and builds and builds, and then it goes, psh, and it goes snap, and it discharges. And there may be a great building of energy happening right now. In fact, people are seeing Mothman again now. There's a photograph. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, there's no period after the P, a photograph of what may be Mothman. I'm going to be debuting a program in Charleston, South Carolina on Saturday, January 28th. And it's called 2012, Raw Truth and the Secret Wisdom of Kukulkan. Go check that out. it's worth driving to Charleston. I've worked hard on this, and it will put all the pieces together best we can. When we come back, we're going to see if we can get the witness to a very strange UFO in Nevada on the line. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. Broadcasting live from Asheville, North Carolina, land of the sky. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and it's the program where the unusual becomes usual. And we've been talking about all of the strange phenomena that are becoming more and more pronounced around the globe. I mean, whether it is the booming, the humming, the rumbling, the strange resonant sounds, or these various lights in the sky, and some of them seem to be very clear craft. And not surprisingly, many of these sort of odd sightings come to us from the great state of Nevada. And, of course, we broadcast there on Alien Radio. Well, we have a gentleman who not only recently saw a UFO, but was able to photograph it, and that is no easy task, especially at night. Most people who see a UFO don't get a picture because they're just trembling with adrenaline, and it's hard to manage the camera. He got some pretty good pictures, and you'll find them posted, or at least one good one, at our website, speakingofstrange.com. Now, I'm not sure how much he wants to tell you about himself or the event, so I'll leave that up to him. Sir, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what should we call you on the air, my friend?
Raymond Walters. I don't mind saying my name.
Okay, well, Raymond Walters, thank you so much for contacting us and sending us these photos. I really appreciate this. So tell us about yourself, Raymond, and what you recently saw.
Well, in Nevada, I worked for a private corporation at private prisons, and I was there helping prison get ready for their ACA audit. It's a government audit. I was on my last day there, and I got up like 5 o'clock in the morning, leave the hotel and drive into Vegas to catch my plane. And then whenever I was driving down the road, I saw this light, like three big giant bright lights in the sky, like bigger than anything that you can imagine and brighter than any bright light I'd seen. ever. And then as I was driving down the road, my phone was on GPS to give me the best directions to the airport. So I quickly grabbed it and switched off the GPS, and by that time it was down towards the top of the mountain, and I started taking pictures as I was driving, and I was looking for a shoulder to pull over so I could take some better pictures. And by the time I got over to the shoulder, it had already made it down to the bottom of the ground mountain. And it was like 10, maybe 15 yards off the ground coming straight at me. At this time, it was like they were bigger than a car that I'd seen on the road. The lights, as they were coming at me, they were just bright. I mean, like I said, brighter than anything you can see that I've ever seen. So I pulled over and got off the road and got out of the car, and it pulled up. It flew up right beside my car and was like 10 to 15 yards off the ground, but it kind of came in and turned in the opposite direction of my car. And then I took one last picture with it hovering above me like that. It was like a triangle shape, but more, it wasn't pointed on the end. It was kind of a roundish end, and it just kind of hovered there. And as soon as I took the picture, it shot straight up into the sky and, like, disappeared into space, like, faster than you could blink your eye. I wanted to try to get a picture of it going away, but it was gone and out of sight and before I could even turn my camera towards it.
Well, you know, Raymond, you got an incredible photograph here. I mean, I can only imagine under the circumstances how hard it was to get any kind of image, but I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it is a triangular shape with a very bright light at the nose, if you will. There are a couple of smaller lights behind it, and it looks like there's enough illumination around the sides so that the triangle shape is apparent. And did this thing make any noise at any point whatsoever?
No. Like I talked to somebody recently, and they asked me the same thing. They said, usually, whenever you see that fast away, you break the sound barrier and the booms. And this thing, no sound. It just went straight up into the sky like that without making a sound.
And did you notice any kind of physical effect? Like, I mean, I don't know if you were listening to the radio, but any static or any issues with your car or anything odd with your cell phone that may have accompanied this?
Not really. I think I was too excited to, at the time, to pay attention to anything, any of my surroundings, because I jumped out of the car real quick whenever I pulled over, so I couldn't hear my radio because the door closed right behind me.
And
I wanted to get the best shot I could.
And, of course, how long have you lived in that area in Nevada?
Oh, no, I'm from Texas. I was out there on business.
Oh, okay. So, and Texas is another hot spot, so you've never seen anything that is similar to this that is known conventional technology in the military or anything man-made?
No. I was in the military, but I've never seen anything like this ever that could move that fast and fly that low to the ground.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
it seems like and that low that most planes, you know, the strain, the pressure and all that, you know, you'd think that they'd lose control that low to the ground.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody that could, anything that, besides a helicopter, that flies that low without, you know, losing control.
Well, in addition to our listeners seeing the photo at speakingofstrange.com, and I know it also was posted on the Coast website, if people want to contact you directly, what email address is best for people to reach you?
It's Raybo Walters, Raybowalters, @att.net.
That's Raybo, R-A-Y-B-O, Walters, @att.net. And I'm sure that you'd be more than happy to get as much feedback as possible about this thing, right? Yeah. Okay, well, it's a great report, and since we have listeners there in Nevada, maybe we will get some type of feedback, maybe other people who saw other aspects of the craft that night. Raymond, I really appreciate you coming on the air and telling us about this and sending us these photos, and congratulations on capturing a really good one. So we'll stay in touch with you and let you know if we hear anything else, all right?
All right.
Okay, folks, there you have it, an eyewitness account from a fresh sighting here. It happened in Nevada, right around where Art Bell may have seen his UFO as well. When we come back, more about the sightings that are happening around the world, and also another report of what might be a real vampire. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. It's quizzical, studied by the physical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine. Calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, John? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer made sure was dead.
Yeah, we're in the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Next hour, we should have with us psychic and remote viewer Aaron C. Hansen, a man who has used his ability to hit the lottery many times, and he provides what appears to be evidence for that. And he's been working on some big projects he's going to tell us about. Also, he has a prediction for who is going to be the next president of the United States. So we'll find out what he has to say about that. In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, I've got investigator Shelley Wright, Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelley, what are your thoughts on all the UFOs that are being seen and these noises that are being heard, not just from anonymous people who might post something that may or may not be real on YouTube, but people who are emailing me directly who are saying, hey, this is what happened to me. They look like legit reports.
Kind of hard to deny that there's something going on when it's happening all over the world.
Right.
And you have legitimate people coming forward saying, hey, listen to this. It's not just some crazy guy in a field off somewhere. It's scary. What you played just sent shivers down my spine.
It really does creep you out when you start thinking about the implications.
Yes.
And Forrest, you, of course, have more of a background in geology than the average person. You've inherited it. Your father's an expert geologist.
Right.
What do you think about all this stuff?
Well, it's interesting because you're talking about these people hearing these sounds before the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
The earth does make sounds before an earthquake, and actually during an earthquake you have what's called P waves that come shooting through the rock, and as soon as they hit the air they make these like giant explosion type sounds, but I don't think it's anything like that trumpet sound that we were hearing coming from Costa Rica
Costa Rica was the boom boom boom,
right?
Some of the other places, Czech Republic and all that. Have you ever seen Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Do you remember the sound that the aliens make? This is really unnerving.
Yes.
It reminds me so much of that. That's why some people are thinking maybe this is not just geologic, that it is the trumpeting of some angel of doom, if you want to look at it that way.
Scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And a lot of this started right around January 11th, 12th, 13th. You'll find the dates line up for many of these. And I, for example, I have a report here from Pennsylvania, January 13th. Says the third report of a UFO in Pennsylvania in 24 hours. And these are coming in from, you know, very different places. This is from theexaminer.com. And they say that, you know, again, in just 24 hours, a white cylinder with a broad black band around the midsection, that kind of cigar-shaped thing, was seen flying around. And then, let's see, then we have more of a typical saucer shape, and then another cigar shape. All this stuff is adding up, and there aren't a lot of people who are sort of piecing this all together, but we're in a position to do it. And also, we know that if there is some kind of strange energy phenomenon that is building up, something that might be about to discharge or combust, the fields are also going to affect human psychology. And we talk sometimes about these people who seem to spontaneously take on these vampire-type characteristics. And we have one from California. In fact, you know, we started out the show with a story about a head found in a bag there. And by the way, sometimes the show on the East Coast, you won't be able to hear the first segment of the show. It starts a little late because of a ball game, and it comes in progress around the second segment. So if you ever turn on the show and you hear a ball game, if you can't check the website, check back in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and we might be on the air. Anyway, California, psycho woman, they say, was in a bookstore, 46 years old, in a book buyer's California bookstore, and she looks over and she sees two little, well, babies, really, a toddler and an infant. And she just grabbed a hold of them and just started biting both of them on their faces. The baby was only a few months old, and blood, they said, was everywhere. She started just, you know, I don't know if she's, like, biting their faces off, but she's getting a good vampire clench on their faces. And, you know, they say that very quickly some other customers looked over and saw what was happening, and they tried to jump on her and prevent this, and she got loose and fled the store. Later, she was apprehended at a Starbucks. So,
oh, yeah, because biting babies' faces off just makes me thirsty for a latte.
Yeah, you got to keep that high going somehow. You got to keep that adrenaline flowing. But, you know, we are hearing more and more stories about people who are just flipping out and just grabbing a hold of strangers and biting their faces off. You know, it was a homeless man this happened to in Florida not too long ago. And then we've heard about people who have just been outright murdered. Are people's minds being affected right now as well? And is there some connection to vampirism? It looks like that could be the case. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully we will have Mr. Aaron C. Hansen with us, remote viewer, psychic, and he's going to tell us what his opinion is of what the heck is going on and what we can expect. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back, so don't touch that dial.